Welcome to Radio Sepharad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sepharad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how did David Cerrero adapt Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice to a Sephardic style?
Just across tomorrow, Montaigne, there's a happy city, they say, where the people are green and time is splendid, so it's Christmas every day. By scotch and soda fountain, there's a treat in store for us guys, and the cigarette trees we take are is while the cops fan all the flies. There you would be a happy sinner, with no conscience for your guide. Each horse you pick would be a winner, and the doors of every bank are open wide. Just across tomorrow, Montaigne, there's a life that's fancy and free. On a platinum street we plan our feet, it's a land that's fair to see. Won't you travel there with me?
David Cerrero was born in France and relocated to New York, where he started his career in musicals and theater. In 2002, he discovered opera, and in 2004, he began to study at the Rimsky-Korsakov Conservatory in St. Petersburg, where he made his operatic debut. He's acted in many feature films, TV films and series, plays and operas, and traveled extensively, giving concerts in many countries, including France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Belgium, Russia, the United States, and Israel. He's also brought Broadway musicals to international audiences. Cerrero currently lives in New York, where he recently played Shylock in a version of Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice, which he adapted and staged for the American Sephardi Federation at the Center for Jewish History. He also devotes a good deal of time to charity work, organizing concerts to benefit UNICEF, WISO, schools and hospitals, including Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem. He was named president of Young Hadassah France in 2011. He also founded Forbidden Talents, an organization dedicated to rescuing the music of composers suppressed during the Nazi regime. David Cerrero has recently released a CD of his own arrangements of traditional Sephardic songs.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. The first thing I would like you to tell us a little bit is about your personal background and your studies. Where are you from?
So my name is David Cerrero, and I was born in Paris. But actually, as you can guess through my name, I'm from a Jewish Sephardi heritage. My dad was born in Morocco, in Fez. And actually, I am the grandson of the chief rabbi of Morocco. And my family has been traced up to the 14th century in Spain. So after when there was the Grand Inquisition, they moved from Spain to Morocco.
So when did they move to France?
Oh, they moved to France, I believe, in 1978-79.
Uh-huh. Oh, fairly recently then. Why and when did you go to New York?
Oh, I've always been attracted by New York and the United States, by their music, by their culture. And I moved to New York about 15 years ago, but I've been traveling a lot back and forth. And now I decided really to put New York as my main residence. And even though I'm still coming to Europe and to perform in Europe, because Europe is in my heart, you know. But I love America. And as a matter of fact, you know, in the more I am in New York and the more I see this Sephardic heritage that is surrounding me, you know, they have a Sephardic synagogue, you know, which, you know, is most rare and rare in France, for example. It's really a fun place to be, really.
But you started your career in musicals and theater in New York, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I was before playing in Paris. I was singing and playing piano. And then when I moved to New York, they told me, oh, you're doing theater also, and you are singing. You should try out musicals. I said, okay, let's try musicals. And then when I started to do some musicals, they told me, oh, you have such a strong voice, such a deep voice that you should do opera. So I'm like, okay, let's do opera. And then I started to have a large career in opera. And what I'm very grateful to opera is that I was able to discover a new repertoire, new music that probably I would have never discovered if I would have sticked only to musicals or to pop music, by example. So I'm very lucky that I discovered all this great world music, including the Sephardic music.
What brought you to study in St. Petersburg?
Oh, besides the plane?
Well,
I loved, you know, Russia and the culture, and I love St. Petersburg. It's such a beautiful city, and I was studying all the way that Russian people, they have to always put their mind 100% focused on their art, and that's something that I really like, and I love the how Russian they party, how they enjoy life. So you know, and also in terms of opera, they are really like the best, you know. So and they're one of the rare country that has really a school, you know, like France is not anymore France because they have singers from all over the world. So the kind of a tradition is a little bit gone, but Russia is really one of the few last countries where in Russian school you have only Russian. So they kept that line of a Russian singing tradition that I really wanted to study and to know.
So you're mostly concentrating on opera. Do you still do musicals and other types of music?
Well, as a matter of fact, since 2012, I've been doing mostly musicals and theater and also a lot of movies, you know. So I'm working a lot as an actor. I'm very, very blessed. And yeah, and I'm going to do again some opera in 2016, which is, you know, almost a Sephardic opera. It's Nabucco. So I'm going to sing the title role of Nabucco in New York. So I'm getting back to opera. But I also did musicals recently a lot. I did Don Quixote from Men of La Mancha that I played in Paris, in Tokyo, in Deauville. I don't know if you know Deauville. It's in Brittany, in France. And so I still do a lot of musicals and still have some opera. But now, you know, I have sang so many opera that now I really enjoy to discover new music. That's really what I really like. You know, and world music is amazing because when you discover new music, you discover also a culture. You discover new people, the heritage. It's a wonderful path, really.
I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the acting. You've acted in films and on the stage and on television, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So I'm very interested in the Merchant of Venice production, which was done in a Sephardi style featuring some Jewish Ladino songs. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, sure, my pleasure. Well, I always loved the Merchant of Venice, and that was a play that I really wanted to do, and I was very attracted by the part of Shylock, and I knew that I could bring something to the character, to bring him a kind of a noble side, because a lot of people portrayed him as a villain, which was, you know, the Elizabethan stage traditions to portray Jews as a villain. So what I wanted to do was to bring him like a noble figure. And then because I met with the American Sephardi Federation, which is based in New York, I told them, look, I have this idea to do The Merchant of Venice, but to bring it in a Sephardi style, to adapt it more into some with Ladino songs, with some Jewish music that were played by the era of the Merchant of Venice was done in Venice, in the Jewish ghetto. So I wanted to focus more on that. And I kind of so left France to move to New York because of some of anti-Semitism also that I witnessed around myself. So that, not that I've been victim of, but that I saw happening around myself. So I knew better than anybody how to portray a Jewish man who is pointed by the fingers by other people. So that was a beautiful production that we did in June. It was very, very successful. And what was very interesting is that not only we had some Jewish people who came to see it, but we had a lot of non-Jewish people and a lot of Shakespeare specialists, including the American Shakespeare Federation, I think it's called like that, who came to approve it and loved it and put the logo with us. It was really, really a great experience. And we are doing it again this coming January at the American Sephardi Federation, located at the Center for Jewish History in New York. And again, to bring Shylock, it's a source. That was something that I really, really was very, very thrilled to do.
Has this been filmed or is it only on the stage? I mean, is there a way
Absolutely
that...
Absolutely not. It was recorded, both video and audio. So the audio was released on CDs and the video was released on the VOD system, and I believe would be ready in DVD by the end of December, beginning of January.
Uh-huh, because that's something that you really wouldn't like to lose, you know, if it was only on the stage.
Oh, yeah, no, and definitely the Center for Jewish History at the American Sephardi Federation has taken one copy for their own archives, because it was one of the very first times that such a classic play was adapted into a Sephardic style. And I also emphasize the character, the Sephardic character of Shylock, and also I did some cuts, some editing in the text to simplify the language and to add the words like chutzpah, you know, in it. So it was, but still keeping the text of Shakespeare, which was absolutely beautiful. And a lot of people can think that Merchant of Venice, I read many places, and even I thought before I read the play that The Merchant was an anti-Semitic play. But actually, when you read the play, you understand that first it is not, but also when you listen to the monologue of Shylock, like, had not a Jew eyes, you know, this monologue, you cannot find a better answer to any anti-Semitic words against yourself, to answer it with this beautiful soliloquy, especially at a time when people ask about Israel, about Jews, about mixing everything. So it is still, that's something that I said at the end of each performance. I said, this play was written more than 400 years ago. Do you think it is still actual? And all the answer says yes. All the audience says that. So sad to say that it's still actual, but it is a wonderful play and wonderful treat to do it in a Sephardi style. And by the way, talking about that, I'm going to do also Othello by Shakespeare. That also I'm going to adapt in a Jewish Sephardic Moroccan style, which we will be doing in June. There's going to be a lot of Sephardic thing around in New York, let me tell you.
I'm looking forward to that DVD that's coming out at the end of December. I would love to see that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I would be very honored to send you a copy of it.
Oh, thank you. That would be lovely. I would like to ask you about some of the other acting that you've done. Tell us about the role of Marcel Proust that you played. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I had the pleasure to be cast to play Marcel Proust in a play that was not played many times, actually, in a play called Proust and Joyce at the Majestic Hotel. And we did that production at the French Embassy in New York. And I had the pleasure to play Marcel Proust and to learn about him. And he was Jewish, actually. You know, I didn't know that. And I learned this great, great, great character. And it was a very, very, very interesting part for me to play. And Marcel Proust, I didn't know how famous and popular he is in America and all over the world, you know, in Asia, in Middle East even. So that was I was very, very honored to play that part, and I hope I'm going to play Marcel Proust many, many other times again.
Okay, well, tell us then about Napoleon, because you're doing a TV series in Napoleon in New York.
Yes, well, that is a project that I created from A to Z. I love Napoleon. I'm passionate about Napoleon. I know that Napoleon did not have some good time in Spain, but nowadays it's all in the past, as you say. No, I love Napoleon, and actually Napoleon is one of the very, very few politicians or king, emperor, who was very, very good to Jews, you know.
That's true.
Especially I learned that when I was doing The Merchant of Venice, that it's Napoleon who freed all the Jewish ghettos in Italy. I didn't know that, and I learned that while I was doing my research about Napoleon, and also when I was doing the Merchant of Venice, I studied a little bit the Jewish ghetto, and I learned that all the Jewish ghetto were freed by Napoleon, which was, you know, we owe him that in a way. Mm-hmm. And so my idea about Napoleon in New York was to bring Napoleon into the modern audience, you know, because the audience today, they are lazy to open a book. They are lazy to spend hours on the book. They like to listen to even to music. Like in the old days, we were putting a CD. We were sitting on the chair. We were listening music. Now people put music while they are on Facebook or, you know, or while they're walking in the streets with the noise of the cars and everything. Well, anyway, but the idea of Napoleon in New York is simply Napoleon who wakes up by accident in 2015 in Times Square. So you can imagine all the comedy that can come from it and him struggling into the modern days. So still there are some history touch there and there, and also some lessons about how we live today and how we think that in the past it was bad because we didn't have cell phones, because we didn't have planes. But there were also good things in the past, especially the way men and women were behaving to each other. Like in the old days, you were writing love letters to express your feelings. You were spending 2 hours for dinner meals. There was some good stuff and some bad stuff, vice and versa between these two periods that I wanted to show in a way, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to speak about something more serious now, and that is Forbidden Talents. Can you tell us about that?
Oh. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for talking about it. It's a foundation that I created in 2008, I think. And it's a foundation that has the goal to bring all the composers that were forgotten because their music was forbidden to be played because they were Jewish. So not only because they were Jewish, but they were mostly forbidden by the Third Reich, you know, by the Nazis, basically. So you have some composers that had to move and have to do an exile. You have some composers that were deported in Auschwitz, and even when they were there, they still managed to write music. So we have that music. And also you have some composers like Martinu, by example, who was not Jewish, but he didn't want to get separated from the Jewish musicians of his orchestra. And so the Nazis told him, well, either you with them or without them. So if you are with them, then you're going to become what is called Entartete, which means in German, which means forbidden. So the idea is to bring all that music that was kind of forbidden and lost a little bit in the archives or somewhere. So was to get this music back and to bring it to young musicians, because it's not really the audience that brings the music. It's mostly the musicians. So our idea is to offer some small grants to musicians so that in the program they can bring once in a time a song by this composer, and say a little bit of the story of the composer. So that's something that I've been working on. I'm doing all of that by myself. Sometimes we're getting the music from widows or grandchildren who don't know what to do with it. So we are able to retranscribe the music from the archives that we have. And sometimes we just have the recording. We don't have the music, so we're doing a retranscription. You know, and vice versa, we're trying to record that music. So that's something that that I've been trying to do. And now I got this virus of Sephardic culture. So I'm adding also a little bit of Sephardic music, which was forbidden to be played in a way in Spain. So I'm trying to bring that music also to its right place.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. It was an honor.
For more information about David Cerrero and also about the upcoming performances of The Merchant of Venice, please go to the links on this page.
Ciel et les étoiles, est-ce que ça t'aurait donné du mal de changer ton plan phénoménal et me faire riche?
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Ya Salió de la Mar la Galena from David Cerrero's CD, Sephardi, A Musical Journey of Ladino Songs. See you next week.
Arcanza, échate al amor. Ya salió de la mala galana, ya salió de la mala galana, con vestido rosar y blanco, ya salió de la mar, con vestido rosar y blanco, ya salió de la mar. Entre la mar y el río, entre la mar y el río, mos creció un árbol de membrillo, ya salió de la mar. Mos creció un árbol de membrillo, ya salió de la mar.